You got your Bibles, will you turn to the book of Jonah? Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. I like the title of this, Running from the Lord. Running from the Lord. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Read a couple pages to me. Y'all there? And it reads, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Verse 3. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Running from the Lord. You can't hide. Running from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. In other words, he had heard from God. It wasn't from the preacher. It wasn't from the prophet. It wasn't from nobody else but God himself. Jonah had heard from God. He heard from God because he was in communion and fellowship with God. He heard from God because he was in tune with the Spirit of God to be able to distinguish whenever he spoke, and so he was able to hear. God gave him an assignment and a purpose to fulfill because he knew who he was. When God calls you, he'll give you a purpose and a kingdom assignment for you to fulfill. He just won't leave you on the sideline. He just won't leave you stuck holding down the pew. God is like a coach. He equips you with everything you need and puts you in the game. But it's up to you to make a play. Jonah heard from God. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, but Jonah didn't want to receive the word that God had for him. The word may not always be what you want to hear when you hear from God. The word will often convict you, correct you, chastise you, convince you when you hear from God. The word of the Lord will find you out, whether you looking for it or not. It will speak to you, whether you listening or choosing to ignore it. Verse 1, it says, the word came to Jonah. Whenever the word came or would come, it would be an unctioning in your spirit to make you want to move with it and grab your attention. Whenever the word came or come, it will move you spiritually more than anything could move you physically. Whenever it's being spoken, it's not flat or empty, and it's not just mere words. It holds weight. It carries substance, power, and glory behind it. I done been places and the room is filled with people and it's loud, but when the word comes, when the word is spoken, it'll get quiet. People will get still. when the word of the Lord comes to you. You either going to catch on fire for God or go cold for the world. It ain't no in between. When the word comes, you either going to serve God or you going to serve the world. You either believe him or you are non-believer. You either saved or you lost. When the word comes. When the word comes. Verse 2. It says that his instructions were simply for him to go to Nineveh and preach against it. He was to take the word to Nineveh, but Jonah didn't want to take it nowhere. He looked down on the people of Nineveh. He was enemy with the people of Nineveh. But it was okay to preach at the church, at the synagogues, in the temples. But it wasn't okay for Jonah to preach outside of church. It's okay to sing in the choir at church, but can you sing at work when you're having a bad day? It's okay for us to sing in the pew sitting down, but when asked to sing louder, praise God, can you do it? I can relate, though, because I tend to sing a little louder when I'm in the shower, where can't nobody see or hear me. That is, until I hear Brianna turning the TV volume down. I hear her coming to the door trying to hear me singing. I got the bar soap in one hand and just singing, thank you, Jesus, in it. Until I see her recording it. I won't sing no more. Not somebody watching me. The kids already told me I can't sing. They already be laughing at me. So I can relate. Yeah, I can relate. First key point is God will call you to a place that's not your comfort zone. Because it's not his either. I think about Pastor Loretta Doty, how she didn't want to leave the big city of Austin. She didn't want to come back to the country. She didn't want to come back to the country where everything closed at 10 o'clock. She didn't want to come back to the country where if you want to buy alcohol, you got to drive 20 miles out the city. She didn't want to come back to the country where there ain't no malls where you can just shop till you drop. She didn't want to come back to the country. There wasn't no malls for her to spend up all the Pastor Tarvin Doty money. Oh, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Stop. Don't get me. When you're out of your comfort zone, God will begin to take your limitations and show you how limitless he is. When you're out of your comfort zone, you won't pray the same as you once did now that things are uncomfortable for you. When you're out of your comfort zone, he'll use you to show you each other. He'll use you to show you who he is and show you who you are when you're out of your comfort zone. Verse 3 says that Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. Jonah was a sprinter. He wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a preacher. He was a sprinter. He could run fast. I often tend to think that Jonah was the fastest man in the Bible. But notice that he wasn't running to think that he could get away from God. He was running thinking that if he wasn't where God wanted him to be, that maybe God would change his mind about wanting to use him. He was running and thinking that God wouldn't see fit to use him if he wasn't where he was supposed to be. He thought that God would no longer want to seek him out. Anybody not where God wants you to be? My second key point is God wants his return. I got news for you. You who think you're not strong enough is the one that God wants to show himself strong in. You who don't know the Bible, you who don't know any scriptures, are the ones that God wants to teach his word to. You who is not where God wants you to be is the one who God wants to place where he wants you to be. The Bible says that Jonah ran away. I can reason why Jonah probably ran away. Nineveh was in the northern region. Taurus was in the southern region. There's a difference between the northern region and the southern region. Up north, it probably was too cold and warmer in the south. Northern folks and southern folks, there is a difference. Southern folks have a little bit more hospitality. Northern folks ain't always as friendly. He didn't want to go to them. Sometimes you just don't want to go where you don't want to go. Brianna tells me that she wants to spend time with each other, but spending time consists of me driving her to go get her eyelashes done. It consists of me driving her to get her eyebrows done. That's not some place I want to go. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. I can relate to Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh probably because the crime rate was high. Nineveh was like the inner city, the ghetto, the rough part. Taurus was more like the suburb, the good part. In verse 3, it says that he first ran. But the end of that verse, it says that he sailed for Taurus to flee from the Lord. To flee from the Lord is simply saying, you're rejecting God's call and don't want nothing to do with God. Rejecting God and rejecting salvation is the fastest way to hell. Rejecting God is dangerous and you put yourself out of his will. Rejecting God, you remove yourself from under his covering and outside of his promises. When you're out of position, you leave room for deep position, rejecting God. My third key point is, God will use a storm as a sign that you've been warned. In verses 4 and 5, it reads, the Lord sent a great wind on the sea that caused a violent storm to arise, that the ship threatened to break up. Verse 5, all the sailors was afraid and cried out to his own God. God will use a storm to shift you back where he wants you to be. But everything that the people did, they could not calm the storm. But God will use a storm to build you to face everything else that you're going to face. Storms are not always a bad thing. If you're a child of God, you have the potential to affect every environment you step in. We are the thermostat, not the thermometer. We have the power and the ability to change the environment and not let it change us. The Bible says that Jonah was asleep when everyone else was afraid and losing their composure. Jonah was asleep. He thought that by him going to sleep and going to Taurus, that it would be smooth sailing. He thought that everything was going to be all right. Jonah thought that life would be easier for him doing what he wanted to do and not doing what God wanted him to do. The devil will try to make you think that living your life any way you please is better than the way God wants you to. In verse 12, Jonah told the people to pick him up and throw him into the sea. In spite of where he was at spiritually, and in spite of everything he did wrong, he trusted God in the middle of the storm. He trusted God in the middle of the storm. He knew that he possessed something on the inside of him that had the power to stir up a storm or either calm the storm. He knew. As I hear it to a close, in verse 17, the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. He was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. In Psalms, it says that God sets the solitudes and families, meaning that he will separate you from everything else to get your attention. Jonah had to be somewhere where it was just him and God. Nobody else. As believers, we have to get to that place where it's just you and God. For God to be able to speak to you. For you to be able to hear from God. Even Jesus had to separate himself from everyone. In my own isolation is where God got my attention. In chapter 2, it says, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. In his distress, in his uncomfortness, out of his comfort zone, is where God heard him. It's when he prayed like he never prayed before, and God answered, and God delivered him. So I leave you with this. God will take you out of your comfort zone because it's not his evil. And God wants his return. Last but not least, God will use the storm as a sign that you've been warned. Amen.